Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. I just reviewed an article on how to remove a tick safely from good housekeeping. If anybody wants it, of course, I'll send it to you. You can email me or text me or whatever, and I'll send it out to you. Send it to a couple people already who are involved in, you know, the outdoors. Just anything from hunting and fishing and hiking to, you know, cutting the grass and that type of thing. Good housekeeping doesn't recommend any of the cover them with kind of oil type of thing. One basic reason: when a tick bites you, it essentially glues itself in place to attach to the skin. It gets under your skin. It's under your first layer of skin, and you know its job is to feed and not be, you know, brushed off. Well, you just can't brush them off because they do have this little mechanism where they're there. Like I said, they glue themselves to your skin. Putting the oil on, anything that allegedly smothers them is relatively ineffective because it takes so long for it to work. A tick can transmit its disease in a little as a day and a half or 2 days, and if it's on there for that long, the chances are that it will be able to infect you with whatever it might have, any of a variety of tick-borne illnesses. Now, the using a match or anything like that to get it to back out doesn't necessarily work either. The part that remains, like mine, is usually not the head of the tick, but the jaw parts. Okay, the jaw parts. And those, according to good housekeeping, can remain in. You don't have to try and get them out, although I always have. If you don't get the tick to pull completely off, the jaw parts do not necessarily contain any pathogens themselves. That's in the tick body. And using tweezers to, you know, remove the tick doesn't seem to want to squish out any more bad stuff than it can already inject in you. So read up on tick bites. Read up on, you know, the diseases that it can spread. I've just touched the tip of the iceberg here. And I don't want to discount anybody's suggestions for whatever they use to back a tick out, but the best way is the permanent removal with the tweezers and get as deep as you can on that tick body to try and just gently pull and get it out. Mine was at the point where it's just above my hip. So reaching around there with my left hand and trying to grab that thing with tweezers because I couldn't see it. And then impossible with my right hand to reach all the way around my left side. It was just on a perfect spot where I couldn't reach it. You know, it's like that itch on your back when you can't reach it up or down. It's right there in the middle. You got to get the back scratcher out if you have one, or use a makeshift, you know, something. Right, you know, you just can't reach it with your right hand down over your shoulder. Left hand can't get it. You can't get up under your shirt and get it. You know what I'm talking about. That was the kind of position this tick was in. So just trying to relate to everybody out there. So. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. There's a striped bass. And yeah, nice one, Lee. Caught on a some kind of a plastic bait. Looks like some kind of a shad tail or a twister type of bait. Beautiful fish. Congratulations. Nice fish. Kay will let you catch one. Way to go, buddy. Way to go. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see. We are giving away fishing tackle. We're giving away a beautiful handmade backpack, hand-painted, hand-built bass tackle package from High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Just simply call in, leave your name and number. And at the end of the month, everybody will get a chance to win the fishing tackle package. When we get there, we assign everybody's name a number, and then we run the numbers only through the random number generator. You can find that, on your phone, and it just automatically churns out a number. Leaves the human element out of it, and your whatever number relates to whatever name is the person that wins the fishing tackle. So, oh, coffee. Yes, indeed. Who do we have left? Yes. Oh, sure. Let's see. There we go. All right, 410-922-6680. Aaron, we need a phone call. You got anybody online?
Not just yet. We're still waiting on first one here in the second hour.
All right, that sounds good. Well, let's get some calls in here, folks. We're, when we take on a couple of additional sponsors, it cuts into the time for the calls. That's for sure. And we want to load up with sponsors. That's the whole point here, to keep the show on the air, right? And we know that you. You sometimes don't like to hear them, but guess what? These folks are understand the value of the show and getting the reach to their customers. And we would especially like to encourage those of you who are listening and hear about a sponsor to tell them when you go in. I don't know about the little person behind the counter. You can tell them about that. That's fine. But, just mention that you heard about them on the radio show, the Outdoors and Radio Show. Use my name if you like, Alan Ellis, and go from there. So how about that? Backyard Billies. We're going to talk about Backyard Billies again. We're going to tell you about all the stuff in Backyard Billies' backyard, and not only the stuff that's in their backyard, but in their big, beautiful showroom. Let's start there. If you have a place at the beach or a place in the mountains or a place that you would like to decorate that would remind you of the bay or the beach, Backyard Billy's has a full line of indoor furniture, too, and not the couches and recliners and all that. More casual furniture, more beach-like stuff, tables, chairs, inside stuff that you can use on your deck mostly. Or if you like that kind of stuff on the inside, maybe a screened-in porch or something like that, outside deck. I have always been amazed, ever since I saw the first one a few years ago, of a deck umbrella. These things are enormous, and they spread out, and they cover your entire deck with shade. You don't have to buy an awning, a roll-out awning, a remote control, one of those things. You just crank these beautiful umbrellas up, and you can angle them, and but they're tremendous, and they sit there under the shade, and you just enjoy it. Like you have at the beach, like a beach umbrella. Well, figure four times that size for your deck. These are great, beautiful furniture, and then of course the backyard stuff too: the tables, the chairs, the poly stuff in every conceivable color and shape, from rectangular to square to octagon to hexagon to round to high top, low top. And then don't forget the Adirondack chairs that don't necessarily go with your seating for your table, but, it's always nice to have a couple chairs on your deck for your guests to set into. Why not? They've got the Adirondack rockers and gliders and that kind of stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Don't forget the barbecue grills. Traeger and Memphis. Half price till they're sold out. Big Green Egg is a beautiful smoker, grill smoker, ceramic that looks like a big green egg. And then they have Kamado Joe, which looks like a big red egg. They're the same concept, different features, but the same deal. You put something in there to smoke it, or barbecue on it, grill on it. There's all kinds of you know, clubs for the Big Green Egg and recipes and, you know, kind of a following of the Big Green Egg. People have suggestions for how to better use your Big Green Egg. So that's also available there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy. And then here's a real quick rundown of what's in the backyard. Sheds, gazebos, pergolas, gym sets, chicken coops, dog kennels, sheds. I said sheds, greenhouses. The big stuff can all be delivered for free within 60 miles and set up too, and then free delivery to the Eastern Shore beaches, Maryland and Delaware beaches as well. Backyard Billy's, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. It's Graysonville. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Taking the line.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Saw them twice in concert when I was a kid, 1968-ish. Yeah, always liked them, had their albums. Never got Crimson and Clover, though. Never kind of figured out their psychedelic stuff. But, you know, great songs in their repertoire, no question. 410-WCBM 680, and we have a couple callers on the line. Right now we have Frank in St. Michael's. Morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
What's going on, buddy?
You again. Well, I got my phone number back, and I'll be getting back with you on that.
I'll do that. That'd be good.
Yeah, and then I got a little story. It's going to blow your mind.
All right, go for it.
Way back when, I was hunting,
yep.
And I was walking between this fence, you know, electric fence for the cattle. and the briars. And I'm actually having to pick briars up and move them out of my way. That's how narrow the path was.
I got it, yep.
So now the cows are out there in the path, and all of a sudden they start running and parting. And here comes this bull, Alan, a huge chain hanging out of his nose. I'm standing there next to this fence, and he come running up right to me, Alan. That's so close that I just laid down in the briars. I couldn't stop myself.
Right.
And this bull is standing over me, and I'm telling you, 4 feet, and he's going, you know, and if it wasn't for that electric fence, buddy, I wouldn't be here today.
I bet not.
I know not.
Wow. He didn't want you in his field, did he?
Well, the farmer doesn't typically have a bull, and they had rented one for that weekend, as it turned out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could make a comment, but I'm not going to make a comment. So, but you folks imagine renting a bull for what purpose, Frank? We don't want to say, right? We're good.
Well, we know.
We already know, you know. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Young bull says to the old bull, look at all those cows down there. Let's run down and get one. The old bull says, let's walk down and get them all.
Oh, you know what, Alan? I left an aspect of that story out.
Uh-oh.
The wind was blowing from the north to the south, and I am walking into their path, and I've got some dough and heat on me.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah, forgot about that. Why do you put that on your person?
I'm just naive, didn't know something new to the industry. You know.
Yeah, that's very detrimental sometimes to your health.
It's dangerous. It was very dangerous. I just didn't know it at the time.
Ay. Wow. Well, that learnt you, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm telling you, Alan, 5 feet away tops.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't stop myself from laying down in the briars.
I don't want to play. I'm not playing one-upsman here, but I want to tell a story about a friend of mine, former pastor. Well, pastor, I don't know if he's even still around or not, but a good friend. He was a kid, and the farmer had a bull that he wanted to butcher. And he handed my friend a .22, and he said, go in there and shoot that bull, and then we'll be in him and get him out and butcher him up. He said, all right. So he sees the bull. He steps into the building, and he said the bull walked up to him, and he said pinned him against a barn door, one of those, you know, the door that the top and the bottom are separate, and right. he had crawled in over the door, so he's standing there, you know, nothing behind him except the bull puts his horns around my friend and pins him to the door and just stands there.
Wow.
And he said, what do I do? Well, he had the gun, and he didn't know what to do, and he just held the gun up vertically, put it behind the bull's head, and pulled the trigger. And I guess he figured whatever happens, happens, because it ain't going to be any worse than whatever happens without doing this.
Yeah, and he
dropped the bull right there. Done.
Wow.
Finished. I can't imagine... Wow. I can't imagine the feeling, you know, of having that 1,000-pound animal, you know, leaning against you, basically ready to drive you through a door and stomp you to death. And he picked I don't know if it was the worst or best of all possible solutions, but it worked out okay. So,
wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
I thought my story was good.
Yeah, well, your story was great, man. I mean, great learning experience for you, Frank, though, about putting estrus lore on your body.
Yeah. I could tell you some more stories about that.
One a day, brother. You can come next week for the other one, all right? All right.
I'll be in touch.
All right, Frank. Thanks again. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, we'll talk. Larry in Baltimore. Morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I don't know if I can top that last story, but we'll try.
No, mine's easy. Is there any updates on that sewer spill up in the river, up in Patapsco?
I heard about that. I don't know if there are any updates. I know that the Department of the Environment is on it. And I don't know what the outcome is at this point. I really don't. You just have to keep your eye on the news on that one.
Right, right. I was curious because this happens every time it rains.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's millions of gallons of raw sewage get washed into the harbor and elsewhere around here when it rains like that. No question.
Well, now they're saying it wasn't raw sewage. It was treated, but it was full of nitrates and some other poisons that they're putting into the
our
water.
Yeah, nitrates are great. I mean, you know why they wanted to cut down on the nitrogen and phosphorus in the Chesapeake Bay? Are you familiar with the reason behind that?
No, sir.
All right, nitrogen and phosphorus in and of themselves are not terribly horrible, but what they do is they cause algae to bloom, okay? When you get an algae bloom, what the algae does is it covers the seagrasses, the SUVs, the submerged aquatic vegetation. It covers the leaves, okay? And the sunlight can't get through to the underwater grasses so that they can produce chlorophyll and survive and thrive. It actually covers them up to the point where it kills them because they can't eat. Okay, they can't absorb. They can't absorb the carbon dioxide and produce the oxygen, which is so, beneficial. Phosphorus and nitrogen are the two nutrients that cause the algae blooms to cover the leaves of the SAVs. So that's why we don't have. We occasionally have a good bloom of bay grasses, but occasionally we do not. And it's an ongoing problem of trying to get enough submerged aquatic vegetation like we have.